You're tuned into the new Old Heads Podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, and Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the new Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the new Old Heads Podcast. I am Major 7th, and I'm getting laughed at already. Episode 147. Sitting at the head of the table, former radio personality, also the voice of Indianapolis, my man Jay Moore. How are you, sir?
Doing well, sir. Doing well. Feeling well.
That shirt is cold, by the way. Shout out to New Jack City. You're stunning on him right there.
A little bit.
Across the table, producer extraordinaire, also producer, professor, and founder of Bringing Down the Band, my man Longevity. How are you, sir?
I'm swell, Michael. How are you?
Good to see you. I see you. Product placement with the mug. I see you.
Yeah, I'm out here trying to. Product place.
Mm. I see how you turned it like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. You gonna turn it back? Cool. across the table, fresh to death as always, DJ / the face of Printfinity and also co-founder of Bringing Down the Band, my man DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
What's good, son? That's it? Head nod?
Yep. I'll take chilling that. In the cut, man. You good?
I see you, Gordon Gartrell, stunting out here. I see you. I like that.
It's unofficial, but it's official.
Right.
Shout out to Gordon Gartrell Radio.
Indeed.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, there's a reason I have this shirt on too.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know.
Yeah, it's rest in peace. It's Percy Miracles.
I like that. Indeed. I like that. To my immediate left, DJ himself, great DJ, my man, the incomparable DJ Spools.
Hello, Michael.
What's good, son?
Chilling. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Good.
Good to see you as always.
Likewise, man.
Kato's in the building as well to catch everything that I mess up. Red August is doing nothing as always. So let's go ahead and get it popping. I want to start with a hot topic that has lasted since our last episode. Hove is still in the news for his partnership. Seeing a lot of foolishness, a lot of foolish takes on this. I'm going to go ahead and read this. This is per Rolling Stone. Rock Nation and the National Football Association announced a multi-tiered partnership. This was last Tuesday afternoon. As part of the deal, Jay-Z's entertainment company will become the NFL's live music entertainment strategist. That's per ESPN, also the New York Times. The partnership will see Rock Nation assist in the league's key events like the Super Bowl halftime show, while also creating podcasts, visual albums, and organizing separate events and content. So
let's talk about the gravy. We kind of touched on that part.
What's the gravy? Talk to me about the gravy.
The gravy is what has happened since we mentioned this last week, which I think we all knew what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Once it spilled over and everybody got their hands on it and got a opinion and an idea about what was going on.
People are in their feelings.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of back and forth. I don't know about you guys, but a lot of back and forth, a lot of people jumping out the window on this topic. And we know it all stems around, obviously, with Cap and you know, Eric Reed for the Panthers is out here. He really showing out in terms of the comments that he's making. I know we still got to get to our list, so we can keep it brief. But I'm just going to go around the table. I'm going to start with you, Jay Moore. You got thoughts just in general on it's not a beef, but it's just the back and forth, especially in the black community in terms of how Hove is perceived and also Cap and Eric Reed.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is people want to say it's a back and forth. It's really just been a fourth from Eric Reed, the Know Your Rights camp.
That's
Nessa
fair.
From Hot 97 in USA, who happens to be Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend,
right,
who I'm kind of tired of hearing from at this point.
We always hear from her, never from Cap.
You know, and
imagine how it is in that house. I'm going to leave that alone.
She's cold, though. No disrespect,
well,
Cap. We
just
see
saying, you know, you can either run your household or run around it. But that's neither here nor there.
Don't do that.
I don't want to get into that.
Don't
but
do that.
The thing is, this is what Jay-Z said it on his last album. You can either, nobody wins when the family feuds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, Colin Kaepernick and Jay-Z both have the same goal, and it's to see wrongs get righted and
sure.
See equal access for marginalized communities. You know, unfortunately, and like, because the thing is, I tell people, you know, it's not just enough, and we've talked about this on the show, to say, okay, I support Colin Kaepernick. I was like, okay,
right.
Did you pledge any money to the Know Your Rights campaign? something I've done more than once at this point. Not large amounts, but you know, I was like, look, it was Super Bowl Sunday, $7 for number 7.
Right.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You get the people who say they riding for Colin, you know, to do that. You've raised a lot of money for a good cause.
Right.
The thing with Jay-Z is he said this, and a lot of people, it rubbed him the wrong way because he's sitting right next to Roger Goodell and he sees him smiling with him. It, for the optics of that, are a little off-putting to people who have been supporting Colin Kaepernick this whole time. Yeah. But at the same time, I feel he was right. Okay, we kneel, we bring awareness. What's the next step? Because at this point, you know, I see Eric Reed still kneeling and Kenny Stills in Miami. Okay, I get it. That's admirable of you. But you're still in partnership with the NFL.
They're also still cashing those checks.
Yeah. So, you know, and the thing is, okay, you kneel, but you still go play.
Facts.
You know, and I don't have an issue with that. I think go get your money. So, and if you're about that action, bring some of that money to help the community, you know, but don't tell me, Eric Reed, no cap, no NFL, except when the Panthers are playing. Because as far as I'm concerned,
hey, preach, hey, talk you, that talk.
You were the first right to, you know, because if you were really about that action, you would have said no to the contract until, you know, but I didn't want him to do that.
If you were about that action, you'd be standing next to Kaepernick right now with, without you, a know, job but in the you league. Couldn't, let's keep it a buck.
But you know, I don't think that's true, man. I think that's, huh? I no, think but that's their job.
Hold on.
The thing is, you know, I wanted him to take the contract. I wanted him because we can't. He has a larger voice when he's in the NFL, so I have no problem with it.
Right.
But the thing is, there's a lot of people who, everyone is so quick to call someone a sellout. Or
oh, the only reason I stepped in because it was kind of like to expect him to. I mean, if Kaepernick were in the league, he'd be doing that too. Basically, they were riding on that premise for him since he couldn't. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't think not playing, like not going to work to do your job.
This is my angle on that.
Would have been the way to, like, I think that's
no,
too much.
Because
I think you still have to give credit to what Eric Reed and Kenny Stills have done.
That's true. This is my angle on that.
Go ahead.
I'll wait
to talk about it more, but yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay. I think to your point, what you're saying, is just weird to see and off-putting to see Eric Reed jumping out the window like that when you're in the league. Like, he's saying Jay-Z should have did this, he should have did that. Yeah, I'm playing, but I'm going to be a thorn in the NFL side.
Are you really being a thorn, though?
What does that really mean?
But are you really being a thorn, though?
No, because they're still writing you a check that you're cashing.
Thank you.
So you being a thorn in their side has nothing to do with you showing up to work on Sunday. I can't say that and not go to work tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or go to work and just not do my job necessarily.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. If you're not going to do your job, then you're a thorn in their side and they'll just kick you out.
There you go.
But as far as everybody else's opinion on it, and I hate the fact that people are trying to take sides. It makes absolutely no sense. And it's people that don't realize, they don't see a bigger picture. And I've also even seen people comparing this to, oh, if you support Jay-Z partnering with the NFL, then why didn't you support Kanye with Trump? The difference is Jay-Z is vocal
so
in telling
bad.
You exactly what he's trying to do. Well, not necessarily exactly, because it's all chess at the end of the day.
True.
When Kanye came out, he really didn't have a reason other than, I just want to be a free thinker and everybody else doesn't like him, so I like him.
Jay-Z sat at that table, spoke eloquently about his plans and what he was thinking, his goals, what he was looking to accomplish. He was not there talking about the president needs to have the flyest planes and be the freshest.
Right.
Like, that comparison is the dumbest shit I've heard. Like, you're talking about the president of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate that comparison. That's ignorant to me. Jump in, Long. I got to come back to Spools. Matter of fact, go to Spools because I want you to finish your thought.
Oh, no. I just think time will tell with all of it. And I agree with Terry's point. Like, it's unfortunate to see people divided in any way. about this. You know, I think what kind of maybe set it off, and I don't want to speak for anybody, was the Jay-Z's comment about, I think he said, we're past kneeling at this point. And I think you could take that in many ways. And I think, you know what I'm saying? So
I agree.
That's why I say time will tell. Mm-hmm. But what would have been, I don't know, it's, perfect world, it's not a perfect world, you know what I mean, like that wouldn't have been said, or that wouldn't have been the main soundbite, and like maybe there still is, I mean, there's, I don't know how much of this has to do with the other,
right?
Colin Kaepernick was doing this because of like general, you know, police brutality, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, and I feel like that's been lost in all of this,
because and it was lost. Tried to make
it was lost before this, too. It was lost, you know, last season.
Like, that's a good point.
You know, so
that's a good point.
And as far as Jay-Z's role, like I said, time will tell. I mean, he's had the job for 2 days. That's not even the NFL season. So let's see what happens. You know, but you know, I think again, I think a point I've made. You know, not talking about him rapping in any way, shape, or form, but he is a smart businessman and he is a capitalist, and that is not a bad thing necessarily, you know what I mean? It's not my vibe or whatever, but Roc Nation is gonna prosper from this.
Oh yeah,
100%.
He's not hurting for money,
not financially. At all. Jump in, Lone. You got any?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, it's not like Jay, excuse me, needed to do this necessarily. Right. It is a power move. I think it is a capitalist move. I agree with. Mostly with what Killer Mike has actually come out and said as well.
Mm-hmm. He was on Real Time
with Bill Maher.
Yeah,
and, great clip.
And you know, it's essentially what everybody else is saying here too. You know, like you can look at two issues. You know, we are a multifaceted people. You know, like kneeling is, you know, for police brutality and ownership inside the NFL are two different things.
Facts.
You know, and I think what Jay was trying to, you know, to relay in what he was saying was, when he says we're past kneeling, is just saying, what is our action plan? What type of action are we going to be making? His saying that was not saying, okay, kneeling is not beneficial.
Because that's how we got to this place.
Right.
Facts.
He's just saying, okay, maybe it's time to take the next step forward, which getting Jay-Z in the ownership position in the NFL is a huge step. And
he followed up with a comment saying that he wasn't trying to diminish the kneeling after he said that.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, you could, it's easily see him say,
it's a passing of a baton. Like this is a track race.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to be clear. Like,
but just like him being, becoming this a partnership with Roc Nation has nothing to do with kneeling necessarily in police brutality. I mean, it does.
Or Cap having a job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For sure. You know, and maybe he will, you know, I mean, who knows what that's going to turn into. I've literally just kind of, when this, we talked about it very briefly last week because it just came out and we had our thoughts on it. And I watched social media kind of erupt from both sides. You know, if you're on Twitter, you can see that.
Yeah.
And I just kind of watched because I want to see what this is like in a month. Wow. And, you know, and after some things are being made,
people have their fantasy football roster set then, so they won't care.
Man, it's funny to see people like jump out the window on issues like that. They don't have a stake in anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like everybody can form an opinion, but they can't answer that opinion factually without being put in that position. And it's a position that they would never know because these are people that rub elbows with, I mean, the who's who of the United States per se. You know what I'm saying? So if you're put in a position in order to be able to get in, have a seat at the table per se, and change the seating position, why wouldn't you do that?
Well, the argument is, realistically, the argument is, are we, not me, but, you know, black people in general, do we want to sit at the table, right? Or do we want to just create our own thing, right? Isn't that essentially what a lot of the conversation kind of stems as a back and forth when you talk about the capitalist element?
Yeah. Well, it's easy to say that from the outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not in position to be with the people are the ones that are actually doing that, then you don't really know how to maneuver or make that a for real action plan.
But I'm saying that's essentially what the argument is, though, isn't it?
Well, because I've heard more than one person say, well, why don't we start our own league, which ideally is a, it would be something fantastic. But
sounds great.
You have to think about it like this. Remember the XFL?
Yep.
Remember the World League? Remember...
what's that one Trump invested in?
That was...
They just had a startup.
USFL.
USFL.
Yeah. Remember the American Alliance of Football?
They just had that one.
They used to give you throwaway cards back in the day. Like, you get the NFL cards, and then you see one of those cards. You're like, damn, I didn't want that in my pack.
And you know what? And so... there are people, you know, this was the league run by Bill Polian, and they got an infusion of $250 million in the middle of the season from the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes hockey team, and it still folded before the end of the season.
Yeah.
So I understand that mindset, but right now the NFL...
There was no championship game.
Yeah. The labor force for the NFL is more than 75% African American. Okay. Why not? If we are in that much control of what happens as far as the product is concerned, I don't think it's unrealistic to say, yeah, we should have a seat at that table. If Jay-Z has a chance to become an owner, how are you looking at that as a negative? Is it because it's Jay-Z? Is it because you feel like he's against Colin Kaepernick? All I know is if you're kneeling for awareness, that's great. But you know what? I think everyone who could actually be aware is aware at this point. The people who aren't just don't want to be. They're the people who still, who like Chuck Woolery, if you challenge him on Twitter, it's wild, who think that racism is just a tool of the left to make black people angry. It's not a real thing anymore.
Thank you.
But at this point...
is that what Chuck Woolery says?
Don't follow him, but check out Chuck Woolery on That's Twitter. Crazy. If it wasn't his real feelings, it was. It's. It, if Damn. It would be funny if it wasn't real.
Yeah,
this is how he feels.
Like I have
the
not
dude
seen
who
that.
Love connection is borderline on Twitter, racist.
He's bugging,
it's crazy.
Man. Wow,
there ain't no border.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's that? What's that Bill Murray line? You know, well, she was borderline for a while, then he crossed the border.
Yeah, so
Lone said they ain't no
Ghostbusters.
But if you're kneeling because you want Colin Kaepernick to have a job,
he gone.
First of all, you need to take a couple things in consideration. He would have had a job with the Ravens had his girlfriend not incentive the owner. He was.
They're not kneeling because he wants a job.
But this is the thing. I think this is where it's getting lost. Where there are some people who are kneeling, like you ask them about it, and they're like, "Well, Cap needs to get a job." I was like, "That Cap wasn't kneeling about his job.
He's got settled. He's. I think that's a wrap at this point.
And that,
might
to me,
be.
But you know what? Eric Reed was part of that lawsuit too, and he's in the league.
The settlement part is the part I think that nobody pays attention to because it's like, all right, so Fam got paid. Eric Reed is still getting paid, but y'all mad at Hov for trying to get paid.
And they're also mad at him because they're also mad at him.
But I've seen people say that though. It's like
they have said that, but they're mad at him because they're saying that they're putting JD into it now.
Right.
They're saying that he had the opportunity to do it, and Jay told him not to.
Now, if that's
but
true,
that's messed
dirty.
Up because that's on you.
That's just, dirty
that's
as hell. A,
that's
the only
dirty.
Part where I'm like, man, come on, Jay.
That's dirty, but that's also on JD.
Yeah.
Because if you're put in position to do that
that's a gangster
and you don't
business
take
move.
That, and you're asking Jay, I mean, I understand asking somebody that you're comfortable with as far as having a big business mind or whatnot, but just because you ask don't mean you have to take their advice. And then you see Jay-Z.
That's exactly what Jay did with Colin. Apparently he did talk to Colin, and
his girl said he didn't talk to him.
I heard.
I'm tired of hearing from him. I said this before.
She's the only one we hear
Colin,
from.
If you're looking, if I know you're not watching this, but if it gets to you somehow, we want to hear from you. Go on SportsCenter. Talk to Dr. Boyce Watkins or Tariq Nasheed.
But
or
I just
whoever,
heard.
But like, sit down and talk to somebody because there's so many. Like, I've heard you want $20 million in the start. Well, if that's not true, then let us know. If you're willing to take a backup role and less than $20 million, because that may
he
be
trying
why
to play, he ain't trying to play no more. I don't think he's trying to
play
anymore.
He is,
he says he's trying. He's working
campaign
out every day.
He had that campaign that came out like a week or so ago that actually said that 3 years now, I'm still getting up at what, like 4 or 5 in the morning, working out, still don't have a job.
Well, if you want to play, you need, like, I mean, Actually, that's not fair to say. If you want to play, you need to let us know, because they got what's the guy who used to quarterback in Chicago? Jay Cutler.
They'll come let you know if you
he was
job,
he yeah. was out of the league and took a TV, and they offered him $10 million to suck in Miami last year. So I mean, it can't be about that. So I give you more credit than that, because. Yep. That's you. That to let you know they went and got Jay Cutler off the scrap heap. Then that's let me know it was collusion more than anything.
Dude, it was worse. It's worse than Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler was at the high end of some of the quarterbacks that we saw last year.
Chad Kelly for the Indianapolis Colts, mind you.
Good man. Great. I mean, it was
some of them dudes.
Yeah, he's been arrested.
And that's one thing.
I'm glad
you guys touched on that. Good. I wanted to talk about that. I think Freddie Gibbs. That was like fuck. Colin Kaepernick,
that was
like
stupid.
The settlement.
Yeah.
Was like,
I didn't like
man.
That. That was distasteful.
Like, it was a collusion lawsuit.
Yeah,
he was suing for past wages. Like that was his money that he felt was owed to him anyway.
For
like,
sure,
that had nothing to, you know.
It,
like,
it wasn't relevant.
Yeah, man. So anyway, time.
Don't
time
fuck
will
up
tell,
your bag, Freddie.
No, yeah, time. Time will tell on this whole thing, man. Yeah. You know.
Look,
so, and I hope it. Like all this stuff dies down, and it's just more about
the actual work.
The work being done, and somehow things and shit gets better.
Well, where's Jai when you need him? We need Jai.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
What does Jai Rule have? No,
Jai Rule.
No, yeah. But I mean, just to kind of put to wrap this up, because I know we got so much other stuff to talk about.
Yeah. It's the...
I think if there's one person who we owe a wait and see to, Jay-Z. We talk about Khalif, the work he's done. The fact that he sets up trust funds for, you know, people who've been murdered by the police, and he and Beyonce have been paying people's legal bills. Not just the famous people like Meek Mill, but like the activists who've been getting arrested on the ground, and he's looking out for these people. And to go from zero to sellout on him, I think is unfair.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that
I haven't seen
all
there was a post on Facebook that talked about he's I guess funding some kind of monitoring system. It's like an ankle bracelet.
Oh, yeah, like
per
the ankle. Yeah,
I probably think I missed that.
My angle with that, just real quick, I just wanted to touch on it, was that if it's something that's keeping people out of prison, which would have helped somebody like who you just mentioned,
Meek Mill,
Khalif
Browder.
Browder, if it that would have helped him not be in prison, so I don't see any fault with him. Helping a company like that that would keep somebody out of prison that can't afford to get out,
and plus
while their case is
going,
kill
you know
the bail
what?
Kill the bail system essentially.
Yeah,
cash
is,
bail,
which is fucking fraud anyways.
And right.
Plus, if you have a mutual fund, you might be investing in some things that you might find to be unsavory if you really go through that paperwork.
Your 401k,
exactly.
Let's wrap it up, B.
Let's
what
get
we got
to some music, man, because I want to because that topic can be a whole show.
Word.
Let's talk about Lil Murzik.
Lil Murzik.
I was pleasantly surprised to hear that one of my favorite groups was just randomly dropping an album.
Random as hell.
Yeah. Super random.
We knew it was coming,
but I didn't expect it like that though. They caught me off guard.
A Monday night. Yeah. It's kind of
on
crazy.
A Tuesday. Let's
yeah,
actually, just keep midnight. It funky. It was a Tuesday.
I got it on a Monday night.
And shout out to Jay Diff for actually having this conversation last week. He was talking about bringing music back to coming out on Tuesdays. We just had this conversation. So Little Brother dropped.
They might watch the show, man.
I mean, we have our album Tuesday series on Bringing Down the Band.
Hey, yeah. So they dropped May the Lord Watch.
Mayhem.
Man, this album is dope, man. I ain't going to even hold you. I know we can talk about it for a while, but I'm gonna go around the table. Keep it brief if you can. We still got to get to the list, but production jumped out at me 100% from the top. I do not, and I'll go on record. I do not think Ninth Wonder is missed. That's my opinion. I do not think he's missed.
Wouldn't say he's missed.
I don't like the wording there.
Yeah.
Let me give my 2 cents because you guys are huge on this. Like, and I totally respect Little Brother, and like I love the Minstrel Show, and but I know this is like you guys shit, like you guys nerd out, but I listened to it once. I was working though, and it was super groovy and very easy to listen to, and very sharp, I thought, you know what I mean, and smart, but still while being kind of funny at times. Like it was just something I'm gonna listen to again,
yeah,
probably tomorrow. So
yeah,
you guys go ahead, man.
That's not a diss, I'm just saying, you know, I didn't. The vibe was fine for me. That's what I meant. The vibe was fine for me. I have no problems with the vibe whatsoever.
Okay. It was just a weird phrase.
Hey, I'm sorry. J-Diff, so what you think?
Backhand compliment.
I know. It was kind of interesting.
Was that a backhand compliment?
It kind of was a little bit.
I just like the vibe. I'm not saying he's not nice. It's just I have so many people hit me up about the production, like shitting on the production. Like, oh, man, the production's not
just,
that good.
That's fanboy
those,
shit.
Those are
is
nine,
that what that is?
That's ninth
yeah,
stands.
That's people that want, yeah.
You know what? I
those
stand
are
corrected.
Stands.
That's yeah. what that is.
Yeah.
All right,
like
I'll take that.
Definitely have seen people come out and say, "Oh, why? Oh man, no ninth on a Little Brother album. Like, where have you been the
this
last
isn't the
15
first time.
Years?"
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But I think it's stellar. I've probably ran it at least 3 times today.
Mm-hmm.
The UBN network is back.
100%.
I'm very excited
rest in peace,
about that.
Miracles.
Yes,
indeed.
Rest in peace. Yep. Shouts to Joe yeah. Scudder. He
Joe
got
Scudder.
His white got his whiteness back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's hilarious. But now top to bottom, it's a solid offering from Little Brother, man. I mean,
yep.
What else could you possibly expect or want?
Yeah.
Other than what you just got. Because it's like Spool said, it's solid.
It's like a modern day minstrel show, part
it is.
Two.
It sounds
part
like
two.
It's part two.
Just grown up version.
I'm here for
version.
It. Yeah. And it's going to sound really good in the fall.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
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 I could see that.
Yeah.
Jump in, longevity, sir.
Fonte's, he's been on record of my favorite rapper. So, I mean.
He better than Schoolie D?
Don't do that.
Damn.
You son. Know,
we ain't got there yet.
Damn,
I'm sorry.
Daniel.
Are we going to?
I mean, maybe. I mean.
I mean,
we
me?
Haven't mentioned Fonte's name. Schoolie D already was mentioned.
Sorry about that.
But. Yes, but that's not where I was going. No, I mean, it's always new Tigolo. Whenever you get new Tigolo, is great, man. I'm always here for it. He's one of the greatest ever, and he has been one of my favorite for 15 years. You know, the greatest thing about this project to me is it made me a little bit excited for music. And as somebody who listens to a lot of music and shares a lot of music and does a lot of music for a long time, like it's real easy to get. Just to kind of get in a whatever type phase every once in a while. But I was generally excited to listen to this when it came out.
Mm-hmm. I love the fact that we didn't know.
Yeah.
Like people need to follow that structure, I think. Like just announce it 12 hours before it comes out.
Nowadays you got to.
Yeah.
In order for it to feel special, nothing feels special anymore
because
everybody drops
everything. Well, people have a release date and it doesn't come out on that release date.
Right.
Well, even more than that, it's got this huge buildup. Like people go through media so fast now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's a surprise element. So it was great. No, I thought the album was great. It's probably it's one of my favorite albums of the year, if not mm-hmm. the favorite.
Definitely top five so far.
I did not know the producers when I first listened to it, but I definitely heard Crisis. I definitely heard Black Milk. I heard Knots on there.
Mm, I heard definitely. Anderson .Paak. It's not on the. It's not in the credits at all, but I definitely heard Anderson.
But when I was listening to it, I literally was like, "Oh, there's Knots." I was like, "Oh, there's Knots again." I was like, "I think that's Black Milk." And then
Focus stole the show. For
but
me.
Focus was to me. Focus also was a standout. He had he had the heat.
Magic is my favorite joint on there.
Black Magic is real dope. I like the feel a lot. I think Knots' flip of the Bobby Caldwell sample was crazy.
That was nasty.
It's not one of my favorite beats, but what he did with it was really, really great. The phrasing and
so underrated.
What's the one with the Nina Simone flip?
Nina Simone.
I don't know.
I got to go back.
No idea.
Yeah, I'm asleep.
Okay.
I feel bad.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing a Nina Simone sample.
I was about to say, maybe I missed it. Knots was in his bag, though, a couple times, two or three times.
Yeah, and Fonte was stellar. Rapper was stellar as well. So I mean,
yeah. Shout out to Big Pooh, man. Big Pooh was in his bag. I'm usually on the team that
mm-hmm.
you know tries to play Pooh. I can admit that Pooh was in his bag on this album. 100%.
I think Pooh's been in his bag, but that's been my opinion for
Kato's
a while now.
Kato's looking at me like I got Crohn's.
He said he got the Pooh formula.
Like you got what?
I'll do that.
He
go
said
ahead.
He's got the. He said he got the formula
Crohn's
down
disease?
As far as what he's gonna say.
That's the only thing that came to my head. Man. Go ahead, Jay Moore.
Okay,
that's fucked up.
That's the best.
No,
I
I've run the album in its entirety 3 times already.
Yeah.
You know, twice while working out and just listening. And the thing is, like I said, no skips.
No,
not
got
one
no skip.
Skip.
Not even tough. Not even the skits.
No,
skips.
The skits tie it together, and
I, like I said, there are times, and I would never say this about the Minstrel Show or any of the subsequent albums that Little Brother did together. There's some times where I think rapper Big Pooh is outdoing Fonte. And Fonte is...
Look at Kato.
Yes. Did you listen to the album? All right. Well, there you go.
I'll say he held his own. He definitely really snapped on a couple of them.
And I was like, okay.
Let's not get carried away here.
But I'm not going to...
I didn't say for the whole album, but I'm just saying there's
let's not get carried away
there's
here.
Parts of the album where I'm like, well, if it was who had the better verse, I have to give it to rapper Big Pooh.
Well, that's your opinion.
And that's what the show's about.
Please leave us comments about that comment.
I'm trying to think of the song that I'm thinking of. There was a very personal, he had a very personal verse on one of them that he's
towards the end
that he was really going in on, which was really dope. I mean, I'm obviously a huge Fonte fan, so it's never going to be the case for me
against pretty much anybody. Fonte's an absolute fool.
It's just that, like,
I had Nick play clap shit with Torre last week at Coach's.
Okay.
Shout out to Torre. Torre nice too. Yeah, shout out to Torre.
It's just that I think we're all five of us at this table, we're kind of at a spot in this life where that for real grown man rap appeals to us just because of what we're going through and the things we've been through. Like, I can only, like, when I listen to records about, yeah, we in the club and we trapping and this, that, and the third, I was like, all right, man, I'm 42 years old.
And like, this is what I'm coining the new easy listening.
The new easy listening. You know what I'm saying?
Because, like, this shit is very therapeutic to the ears,
right,
so to speak, to hear it. And this is something you can ride around with your kids listening to.
Facts.
And even though it's cussing in there and shit, but
cussing and shit,
yeah, it's still something that you would be all right to them listening to. And everything doesn't have to be turned up all the damn time.
Yeah. And he mentioned that on one of his verses, which is kind of
about going to the club. But, and it's just like,
and it was funny because last week at the build that I co-host every third Thursday, we were talking about going out. And I was like, man, if it's an event, it's going to have to be an event to get my 36-year-old ass off the couch, to come out to it, if I don't have anything to do with it.
I need to check.
Word up.
And then he has a verse about it. I'm just like, it took me back, man. I'm gonna get out of my bag here in a second.
Sorry,
but
emotional
cook,
about
go
it.
Ahead,
but
cool.
You know, like I grew into a grown person listening to Little Brother. That's my generation. You know, like Little Brother is my generation. Like, I didn't grow up in the 90s like that. Like, I mean, I did.
Fonte might be my cousin.
He might be.
Fonte, come mess with your folks now.
Yeah. His last name is Cone Man. My last name is Cone Men.
Fonte, come mess with your
folks.
But
my dad switched that.
Yeah.
Because
we got your cousin.
Yeah, we
here,
didn't
brother.
Want no ties to that back shit, so we got our own last name.
Okay.
Come mess with your folks, Fonte.
And we did go as them for an exchange for Halloween. So
they actually liked that picture, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah, if you look at Nicolay's page, I think our picture's still up there.
Yeah, y'all killed them
on his Instagram.
No, I mean, it's to me. Because I, you know, like I said, I'm still in the middle of that club life. Because, like I said, as long as you got a check,
really in that club life.
Yeah, 100%. But if you got to have a check for me to be about that club life,
because you see the new 21-year-olds.
Yeah,
in.
I do.
Jay Morrissey, I'm busting it open.
Every Thursday night.
Instagram models and everything.
I'm talking about busting that thing open.
But the thing is, I have to listen to all this wild shit, and this is like a breath of fresh air. Musically,
yeah,
because usually even when I go running now, I don't listen to a whole lot of new music. Like, I listen to podcasts when I'm working out, but I listened to this album three times.
Yeah,
it hasn't even been 24 hours.
It's kind of like wine after work, and you can attest to this. It was one young lady one night that came up asking us to play a certain vibe of music, and we're like, no, we're not gonna do that. And Jay Moore was like, you know, you can go hear that stuff everywhere else. But here, this is the vibe we want to give to you. You know what I'm saying? And this Little Brother is definitely something I can throw in the mix.
Create something special
wine,
for people.
Yeah, at wine after work. And it blends right in with the atmosphere. Yeah.
I can dig it.
But then we got to kick her out.
Yeah, we did. And then what did I play after we kicked her out?
The song she wanted to hear.
Wow.
So she could hear it on the way to the car.
Yeah.
She was crying.
Yeah. City Girls. I just want to say thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, good album, man.
Indeed,
this will definitely be.
Hopefully, it's not the last one they do back together.
Hopefully, there's a tour, low key. Hope they put a tour together.
That would be dope.
This kind of kills everything because at one point in time, me and Sean was trying to mastermind a little brother reunion. Yeah.
On accident. That was,
yeah. Quote, on accident, unquote. On purpose. So we're going to try to book Fonte with
Foreign Exchange.
Foreign Exchange.
Okay.
Book Ninth with like Jamla and just bring Pooh in. And hopefully they wouldn't know. Man. And somehow it would just be this Magnus Opus.
we'd have shut the internet down.
It would have been a wrap for the whole Midwest. Yeah.
We'd have been them guys.
Yeah, I don't think they were in that place at that time.
Well, they wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Well, look.
That's how we were going to try to set it.
You know what? Ironically, that was right close to the time. Because it was about a year or so ago. We were talking about maybe
probably about 2 years ago.
2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. When they performed at that festival.
Yeah. No, it was before that.
It was before that. We were talking about saying
it. Was it close to that?
It's about a year, maybe a year or two before that.
Okay.
Look, because I remember, I think Black Expo tried to do that with New Edition. They booked Bill Biv DeVoe and then like Johnny Gill and Ralph Tresvant and Bobby Brown all separately. Mm. Yeah, no,
it didn't work out.
It was not the time.
Imagine that.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's shout out to the partners real quick before we get into this list. Shout out to Dr. Coleman and Coleman Dental, 317-255. I cannot see 8546.
Well, we said that you didn't have to say the phone
number. That's all right, though, but it's cool, though. It's on the banner. It's all good.
Google's out here.
Yeah, for sure.
Strong.
Do your Google. Shout out to Fredro Star. All right, bring it on the band.com, as always. I'll see the banner.
Corrupt them all.
Make sure you check them out. Printfinity is always another partner.
It's only twice. Only press it twice.
You're doing good. NDCD and Vinyl, they keep us laced with the wax. No Bad Ideas. No Bad Ideas gave us some new work. We normally have a hat here. I don't know where it went.
It's all back there.
There's a book bag in the corner.
It's a whole section. You can come over here and go shopping.
Man, the hat matches the book bag, and there's a wallet to go with that joint. Yeah. So shout out to No Bad Ideas.
We're going to be giving that out to one of our patrons.
Word. So we might even give a hat or two away at Trees, too, those in Indianapolis.
Actually, we'd probably do that.
We could do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to everyone that has helped us get to where we are this far, all the partners. We appreciate you all. All right, so.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I needed that
dun, 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 dun. Can we get that one?
I don't have it queued.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Well, I just did it. Spools, can you do your rendition, please?
He said no.
Never mind.
It's like, I just don't do shit on demand.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Spools is definitely not about to argue.
Nah, he ain't right. arguing.
So, we are down to the
top. He might ride a bike.
He might. Mike could.
Mike could ride a bike.
Yeah, Mike could. All right,
everyone,
man.
Everyone knows this.
Yeah. Everyone. Everybody knows this.
I don't think nobody care, man.
Yeah. All right, so.
People let's do it. The final countdown.
Are there any other papers, or do I have to look at my computer?
I think he kind of played you because
he has a computer.
His post was on some mic shit. He was like,
I played him on purpose.
Lone can just look at his computer.
He did last week.
You know, I'll do that. That's fine. I think Mike.
It worked.
I got it.
I mean,
like, saw the printing.
Crash your computer trying to bring it up.
You got to put your code in.
He's only recording our show on the
computer. He's like, man, if I can just do 4 instead of 5.
Thank you, man.
Looks better. If they ever asked me.
I wanted to talk to you on your face.
It's like I had a meeting with 3 other people.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Not 4.
Yeah. Oh, you're coming today?
Trying to save some paper.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
They making all that money.
And they're stealing office supplies.
I brought my computer, but I wanted everybody else to have a hard copy.
Goddamn right.
Yeah. Cool.
And they'll be like, you're fucking fired. Because you shouldn't be printing shit for your personal use.
Hell, if that's the case, I should have printed 100. If that's the case.
Man, you in here making flyers?
Oh, you got a fucking text message. Like, don't come back. You just wasted XYZ.
Hey,
hours.
The day when they start firing folks over text is the day when corporate America really ain't shit.
Man, that's tough.
They'll fire you on a Friday.
Oh, I guarantee.
Afternoon while you're on lunch. Just text you while you're on lunch. Hey, just don't come back.
Don't come back.
You've never been fired via text message?
You can pick up
drop
your
box.
Drop
us a comment.
Yeah,
I guarantee it's happened before. Yeah. It has to.
Look, the last time I was fired from Comcast, they'd have fired me from text. I drove all the way to Fisher's that day.
That a bitch. Man.
And you know they gave me a thank you for being here for 1 year, and it's like, and then they boxed up my plaque and the rest of my stuff.
And I have a text that says, "Hey,
turn in your key card.
Pick your shit up at the front desk."
Yeah, it's outside.
Yeah, we just left it by the bushes.
South.
Right by the bushes.
I can burn the whole place down.
No salt. No salt.
No salt.
All right, man. Y'all
ready? So we got the top 20.
Top 20.
And what we're going to do, too, so if you're watching, If you check in the description or go to newoldheads.com, you'll be able to see our entire listing of 1 to 156. But also on there is the spreadsheet, a link to the spreadsheet. You're going to be able to see how we voted every individual artist, each individually, which created our overall score.
It's interactive.
It is.
Get with it.
Cutting edge. I like
and,
that.
And yeah, we may have some other things in the works for you to be able to do this at home as well, too. So that will be unveiled down the line.
I like.
Awesome. Bada boom, bada bing.
All right. So.
Let's go.
And there are no ties there in the no top ties, 20. Yeah. So
it's crazy.
Yeah. All right. So.
Is this during this portion? Can we mention where they were when they, as people get brought up, where they were on our personal list?
We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have my. I actually don't even agree with my personal list, but hey, that's.
Oh, yeah, you mean like on our personal? Oh, where we put them?
Yes.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to do that. I've done that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, can we bring that up?
Or I can pull it up if
Spool's
you want.
Spool's got some. He did his extra credit.
Yeah,
we got 20 minutes.
While
I think we got time.
About little brother, I was like, all right, well, I just want to see where these guys fell.
Extra
on
credit.
List.
Yeah. He gets a star sticker.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep. All right.
You got it pulled up for the extra.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd have to scroll through some okay. shit though, so it's gonna be. If you got phones, I'd say pull them out.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Otherwise.
All right, let's jump in.
Just want to make sure I could bring it up. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
Didn't want to spoil anything.
Let's keep it moving.
Drew my line at the 20th person, which is Busta Rhymes. 7.62 is his score.
Yep.
I think I had Busta ranked the highest along with Lone. 7.9 is what I see. Is that correct?
Indeed.
And then I think Spools and Terry were second. We were all pretty close on this one. Nothing really stood out on this one.
Yeah.
Busta's dope. Like,
tell me Busta ain't top 20.
Man.
Yeah.
We can't. Real. He is top 20.
That's accurate.
Yeah. Busta's dope. All right.
Accurate.
Very accurate.
Next.
19.
Redman. Reggie Noble. Yeah. 7.66. Lone and I tied again. We were on the same page on this one. Highest score went to Spools, 8.1. And then Jay Moore was pulling up the rear at 7.8.
Well, actually, Terry was.
Yeah, was that Terry? I'm sorry, Terry.
At 7. Yeah.
At 7. I'm sorry, did 7. Yep, and Jay Moore at 7.8. Redman, come on, man.
An interesting thing, too, about all Terry scores is Terry rated everybody a lot lower.
I did.
Yeah.
Than what we
and
did.
And I kept
too.
It. I kind of followed even. My own guideline, yeah. which kind of. Fuck shit up a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see that here in a little bit.
No, actually, it's,
it really it really didn't fuck shit up list. Like that. I'm yeah, saying as far list. As how my top 10 is.
Yeah. Oh,
your
yeah.
top 10.
Yeah,
not the whole list.
Yeah, the top 10 that I ranked is not my personal top 10, but yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, 18 we have Big Boy, 7.68.2 over Reggie Noble.
Very close on it with everybody.
Yeah, yeah, he's that's high for Big.
I had him ranked
0-2.
I had him ranked 19 overall.
Okay, okay. 17, Q-Tip, 7.70.
Mm.
We were pretty close on that one. Spools was the highest on that one.
I have him, Redman, and Q-Tip
as uh-huh.
tied up my personal list at like 7th.
All dope, all dope.
In the top 15 of my personal.
Then we have 16 is Bug... Bug Pun, whoever that is. Big Pun came in 7.72.
Shout out to Bug Pun.
Shout out to Bug Pun.
Also in my top 15.
Yeah. Shout out to Pun. Pun was nasty, man. I don't think he gets the credit he deserves. 15. Fontigolo, 7.74. Lone and I had
sure
him extremely high.
Easily one of the most consistent artists.
Terry definitely. Had him. Jay Moore and I had him tied at 7.4. Yeah. Terry had him the lowest at just a 7.0.
And that just kind of followed how I was doing things.
Yeah. Yep. It's consistent, though. Yours is consistent. 14, Tupac, 7.76. That's pretty this legendary. Terry had him the highest.
Which is, yeah, that's crazy.
That's your guy, though. I get it.
Jay Moore the lowest at 7.3.
Jay Moore the lowest. Yeah. I had him. Decent rank.
I had him in my top 20.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I love Tupac, but I, you know, there was just when we were talking about categories and math.
Yes, sir.
That's just how I saw it.
Try to keep it fair as possible. 13, G-Rap, 7.78. I had, let's see, I had G-Rap pretty high. Spools had him the highest. G-Rap is cold.
G-Rap's tied for second on my overall list. Yeah, G-Rap's cold. I think he's...
You had him at 8.7 overall. So, yeah, I mean, he definitely is. I had him at 8. I think you had him at 8.3,
6.7 for Terry and 7.2 for Jay Moore.
Yeah, G-Rap is a beast.
Yeah.
I ain't going to hold but
you. My ranking was pretty much 10. Just off of I'm not hip to new cool G-Rap stuff.
Yep.
Like anything outside of his core dope shit.
The only thing I can really think of in modern day, and this is still going back like a decade, was that joint he did with Nas.
Mm-hmm. He's done.
I was up on the
G-Rap. I know he's done
Sound Bombing 3. Yeah.
I know he's done some, but that's the only one that stands out.
If you really jump, you really go back in there. He's a
full album.
Yeah.
He got some heat. Like he's one.
I know.
He definitely.
I feel like, and I guess before we move on, the reason, in my opinion, why he's rated that high too, just on my personal list, is because of his influence. I think he help create a specific kind of genre of hip hop, like crime rap. You know what I mean? Like grimy New York crime rap.
But especially
like being
especially
able to
East
rap
Coast.
Extremely well. It was. He was very influential to a lot of people.
I think I gave him a 10 on influence.
Yeah, so. I remember the first time I saw the video for "Road to the Riches" on Yo MTV Raps back in the day, and I was like, "This is incredible." That's when he still was Cool G Rap and Polo.
Yeah, DJ Polo.
Yep.
Large Pro said they called Nas Baby G Rap. So there it is. All right, 12. KRS-One. Talk about legendary. 7.80.
Wow.
He got eights all the way across.
You don't mess with the teacher?
Man, my numbers are consistent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, hey, man. Yeah.
There's definitely a. There's like 5 or 6 on your list, and then there's a cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So shout out to KRS-One, man.
It
legendary.
And him and G-Rap are only 0.02 off.
It's that close.
Yeah, I mean, all
close.
These.
This is all super close.
And all
even,
these ones.
Even on my ranking is 0.1.
Yeah. It's getting very close.
Yeah.
Ghostface, Killer, number 11, 7.82. You know, Ghost.
Most consistent.
Man.
I think, yeah.
Other than, member?
Other than the Ghost Dini, the Wizard of Poetry, which is the only one I was just like, nah, Ghostface ain't, you know.
Supreme Clientele is one of my favorite albums ever.
Period.
I'm talking about Sour Soul. I'm talking about the joints he's done. What was the joint?
Sour Soul was
Revenge
cold.
Revenge of Ghostface.
Yeah, the Adrian Young joint.
Yeah, he's done like
two or three
of those.
Good.
Him and Apollo Brown had some heat.
Definitely surprised to see him fall outside of the top 10.
Ghost is that dude.
I'm not when we look at who's in our top 10.
Yeah. I've missed third on my list, personal list.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we are now
6.7.
We are at the we are to the top 10.
Enjoy it, Spools. Enjoy it.
All right. So top 10, 7.86. Royce to 5.9.
It's gonna be controversial for people.
Hey, man, Royce is nasty, man.
He's way higher than Eminem.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which,
I ranked Eminem.
Yes, he is.
I mean, I did too.
I think we all ranked him.
Yeah.
But
Royce is nasty, man.
Yeah. Well, Royce is, I mean, Royce is in my top five anyways, period. Yeah. So, I mean.
I think I had, Lone was the highest. I think, I was second. Yeah, Spools was third. Yeah,
I'm quite high on Royce.
Yeah, Royce is that dude. All right. Nine. Scarface, 7.94. We get into the super legendary cast.
And that was a significant jump right there. I mean, kind of 0.08.
Yeah, Face is.
So. Yeah. When you look at these, are some interesting numbers here. So he's number one on my overall list.
Mm-hmm.
Scarface?
Yep. 8.8.
I gave him 8.3.
8.3. I can see that. The 7.3.
Yep.
And then the 7, that's rough. Scarface.
I like Scarface, but I can't put him higher than the
Scarface. Than actually, that's what I'm saying as far as my list, because I wasn't going back checking how I was scoring these people to see how they were falling. If I had to give you a list of my top 10 favorite artists,
he's definitely.
It's not going to fall the same way it fell with these numbers.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, it's a system, so you know, we did the best we could.
I'm just looking at the. Pointing out the differences. That's all. Yeah.
So Face was in at number 9. All right, number 8, Rakim. 7.98. I gave him an 8.1. Spool's 8.7. Long with an 8.0. I mean, Rakim.
He's tied for with G-Rap is for second on my overall list. Behind Scarface at number 1.
I'm not mad at Rakim.
I mean, definitely.
That's what it ended up being.
Yeah. It's sometimes I feel like one of the things with the old artists that were definitely influencers on a lot of the newer generations is that when they continue to go throughout their career, but they don't seem to adapt very overly great with the times necessarily.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It does hurt them a little bit.
That's
and,
fair.
You know, doesn't mean
some of my scores reflect that too. Cause I was scoring based on if I'm still listening to who would have, if you had met me at a different point in my life, who would have been the main factors of people I'm listening to.
And if they stopped rapping at a specific time, that would be different.
Right. That's a fact.
So, but.
All right. Just makes you wonder what would have happened if Rakim would have dropped that album on Aftermath. Because a lot of those beats that were supposed to be for his album wound up being basically Get Rich or Die Trying.
Mm. Man.
There's rumors he's actually going to drop a new project this coming year.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm here for it. All right, so we get into our first eight level score. My man Calm Sense, 8.0. I'm not mad. Common, probably my favorite rapper overall. But
yeah, Common's up there for me.
Common.
He scored high with Lone and Spools, 8.8 and 8.2.
You
got to
think about this. Common, we're talking about a dude 25 years in the game.
Consistent, though.
About to put out an album next week, and I can't wait to hear it.
Fast.
Who is?
Common. Oh. He's got
next
album
week?
Next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm ready for it.
But see, this year's getting interesting.
To me, that's a little bit of a difference in some of the artists whose longevity has literally, like, kind of reinventing and staying kind of modern with things that are going on. You know, that's why.
And it's just, you know, kind of like when we've talked about people being able to grow up in hip hop, you know, Common being starting off as a Southside Chicago kind of knucklehead to being an ambassador, you know, for everything from mental health to, you know, just the overall health of the community. It's a great thing to see. And it's crazy because, like I said, most of my favorite rappers, even on this list, are people well into their 40s, if not damn near 50.
Yeah. Shout out to Calm, man. Calm is
for sure
definitely legendary. Multiple classics. All right. 8.06. We have Kendrick Lamar. Oh, they're going to be mad at this one.
Number six.
So many people don't like Kendrick. So high?
Yeah. I know a lot of people that don't like Kendrick.
Really? Who are these people?
Call him overrated. Credible people, too. They call him overrated. Right, that's another conversation.
Damn that.
I don't know. He's got classic to me. So, I mean,
it's kind of hard.
He ain't dropped a dud yet.
Has not dropped a dud. Yeah, he got.
And they all sound different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's impeccable at picking beats. I mean,
put it like this, if Ice Cube came out in this era and dropped his albums like he did, cuz he dropped 4 back to back that could be considered classics, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, yeah.
He would definitely be in the same position as a Kendrick Lamar
today.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's just what followed those that kind of
He's been real quiet too, so I think he cooked.
Something's
so
coming.
Curious to see what he's about to come out with. So, Kendrick, go ahead and do the album like Lil Brother, man. We need that one.
This was gonna hurt people's feelings.
Oh man! Now we started getting to the robbers. so top 5, man. 8.18.
Dead or alive,
my man Nasir. I gave him a clear and a cut above all of y'all. 9.1. I think Nas is amazing.
To be fair, I didn't rank anybody in the 9s.
That's cool. I get it.
Jay Moore had him the lowest at 7.4.
Yeah, talk to me about that.
I wasn't
man.
Even
Lone,
the lowest.
Lone wasn't the lowest. I'm surprised at that because he hates
consistency.
Nas.
I don't hate Nas. Quit perpetuating it. You know what I'm our fan base is I'm like. They all think we hate Nas anyways.
No, yeah. I love Nas. Oh, they still mad about the Lost Tapes.
Nas was 5th on my list overall. So
Go ahead, Jay Moore.
I'm a Nas fan, but you know, I have to be honest. He's not the most consistent artist.
You're still thinking about the Lost Tapes.
I did this before the Lost Tapes came out. He might not.
That's true.
I might not have got a 7.4.
That's
he's ranked 25th on my list total.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. So even as a Nas fan, I have to be honest with the fact there are Nas albums I haven't listened to in years. I haven't gone back and listened to Nostradamus. I don't even go back and listen to
Nostradamus was trash.
I don't even go back and listen to I Am. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I like I Am.
I like too.
Album. Yeah, I mean,
I like most of it.
Yeah. Nostradamus was awful. Yeah. I ain't gonna argue with you there.
I mean, Nostradamus had joints that I like, but you know what I'm saying? It's like there was so much competition in hip hop at that time that it was easy for me to move on from it.
That was also the era of trying to hurry up and put something out. I think DMX might have started that trend by putting those two albums out in the same year.
That's rare, though, because he dropped two cold albums in the same year.
Yeah, almost. I wouldn't say cold.
Yeah,
I say cold. I like
Flesh in My Flesh.
He took advantage of his situation.
Yeah. Okay. And Blood in My Blood was not. Nah, you go though. Back, it's not a great album.
Maybe I have to revisit it.
And then there was X was much better.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Another day.
Yeah, Nas drops low on me, obviously, in the enjoyability factor, because I don't typically enjoy his music on a repeat value basis because of his beat selection.
You know, the thing is...
That's what it is. Can't take anything away from what he's saying as a rapper, because he's dope as fuck.
Illmatic. Still listen to it from time to time. Still go back. Stillmatic. I thought Godson was better than Stillmatic.
Life is Good is incredible.
To me, those are his two classic. Life is Good and Illmatic.
Whoa.
So yeah. He only got two?
That's it.
Wait a minute.
Reflected in my score.
Yeah, that is how he feels.
I can see
This is coming from somebody who really likes Nas.
Paper balls gotta, being thrown at
that's
the...
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely on your pencil.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get some comments about Nas only having two classics.
It was written damn near perfect.
Top five.
So much classic.
How you leave out It Was Written? Oh, my God.
Easily.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm getting my blood pressure.
Top four. Right. Now, this is a big jump here.
Yeah. So, Nas from 8.18, we jumped all the way up to 8.4. Oh, for Mr. Christopher Wallace. Rest in peace.
Is the first one that gets an 8, at least an 8 from everybody.
I had him the highest, 8.9. I mean, self-explanatory,
it's pretty consistent.
Pretty much. Yeah,
Lone and I had him at the same.
Yeah.
8.1.
Yeah, 8.4. Yeah, we all had him pretty close.
Dead legendary, heat. Man. Legendary.
Biggie's one of those guys, like, you'll wonder where he would be right now.
Man.
You know?
He'd either be still on top of the game, he'd have found something else to do, or he'd be on...
DMXing it.
He'd be on Koch or something. Biggie, well, not even Koch, like... He'd be on Empire.
Biggie would have had Kanye's spot for Watch the Throne, and it would have been
with Jay out here. I don't think Big would have been that.
Jay would
have.
It would have been Jay and Biggie. They were going to do an. They were already planning.
That's
to do
what
an
I'm saying.
Together.
Like the commission. Like, oh my goodness. Anyway, oh my. This now. This next one is sad, man.
I'm
this,
not gonna argue with
this,
you.
This is sad.
It ain't really
says
sad.
You.
It's point. Top. Yes, I mean
this is what makes our this is what makes our list better than other lists, actually.
Yeah. For sure.
So this is 0.2 higher than the previous, which is significant.
Yes. Good.
And then in the top three are only 0.06 apart.
Between them, yep.
It's relatively significant because we're really talking about 20 points when everybody's scores could have been like a max of 1,000. So it's spread across 10 categories, like all that shit, like considered.
0.2 is a lot. Yeah.
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 It is and it isn't. Though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like,
All right, man. So coming in number three. We got Jay-Z, man.
8.6.
It's the Rock.
6-0.
Yeah. I had him at
your
a 9.
Boy.
I had him at a 9.2. I don't understand how anything below a 9 is.
I mean, my scores are all consistent, and I didn't rank anybody at 9s.
Yeah, I'm taking you out the equation then, because you consistent with that. But
I had him at an 8.9.
Yes, you did. Spools had him at a 7.5.
I did indeed.
What type of shit is that?
And she should be a little. I would put him a little higher. You know what I mean? Like, but you know, I don't.
He would have won if you just would have.
Would have won
did,
what? What's he gonna win?
Ranking,
a piece of cake.
I did my ranking based off being a manager. You know how a manager can never give you 100%.
Yeah.
Like they tell you, always got to improve on something. Improve on something, even though you top notch.
We tell Red August that took all that the angle. Time.
You're the top. You're the most profitable division in the country, but there's still something you can do better.
Right. You know, even so, I'm still not even mad at our top three. So
No, not at all. And I did at some point, a couple weeks ago, go through every one of those rankings and explain why I ranked him.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't even look at it because I would have changed something if I had seen what my top 10 ended
that's
up
That's why
being.
I think it's good we
I
didn't look at each other's list.
Yeah, I locked it.
No,
I locked
this was
10.0 if that's the case.
I didn't know if you did or not, but we just...
Well, actually, I didn't. But I just said that just in case.
Yeah.
I was watching the scores. If Jay-Z randomly popped up higher, I'd been like, hold up. Yeah. Let me go back into the top number one
and lock it.
Yeah. All right.
Let's white get privilege. Into the nitty gritty.
Who's number two, worry. Mike?
Number two. Andre 3000.
This is controversial. God.
Look at that.
With a score of 0.04 higher than number three, Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. I actually had Jay-Z and Andre tied when it came down to the numbers.
I'm tired of people disrespecting at three stacks, man.
Do you think people disrespect three stacks?
You'd be surprised.
I feel like if you don't put him in a conversation.
Mike's friends do.
You've got. Not only mine. You are. If you're not putting him in the conversation, it's disrespect.
I just don't
understand. Nobody rap like 3000.
I just don't understand. Nobody. The thinking behind not having dude in your top five, top ten. Minimum.
People will say it's because he doesn't have technically have a solo album.
Okay. People also don't think he raps on beat. And I'm like,
I don't understand that at all. I mean, he has his own cadence, but
these
are
people whose favorite rapper is Blueface.
Yeah. Man. These are people that probably never studied music or actually, because I think everybody here has a musical background.
Yeah.
Knew something about music before hip-hop was that one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So structurally, the way he raps is always on beat.
I got your head still nodding. Emma verse ain't rhyme.
I see what you did there.
Monte.
I don't see, like, with Stacks, I just don't see. There's no flaws in this game. Like, I don't see any flaws. Like, as a
the only flaw he has is that he hasn't put out material in the last 10,
that's it.
12 years.
But as a rapper, I don't see any flaws.
Except for features.
He said he doesn't want to be that artist that dies and has all this music out that he never put out.
Like,
so when are you going to put that shit out?
Put it out, man.
Yeah.
And give me one more.
When has he gave you a whack feature?
Never.
So I guess number one is hopefully pretty obvious.
Now, speaking of no flaws,
never a flaw.
For some people, like, who could be number one?
I know, right? Hmm. 8.66, 0.2 above three stacks.
0.02,
I'm sorry.
The GOAT.
0.02. Black Thought, ladies and gentlemen, Black Thought.
How about that?
Goddamn right.
You know what? Shout out to OK Player, too, because magically today I got a top fan badge on OK Player's page.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know where that came from.
You've been commenting, huh?
Not really.
You've been in there arguing with people, ain't you?
On the boards. I was banned from the boards at one point.
Where? Yeah, I got the top fan.
We know why with that Nas score.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Years ago.
I got some top fan thing for Big Crit's page. I was like, okay.
I got one for Vice and for the Young Turks. I don't even think I accepted it.
Hey, you put me on to the Young Turks.
I just get in there and argue with people and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
So Black Thought.
Black Thought. He gave like a 9-minute freestyle live on TV.
And didn't miss a beat.
I don't think there is a more consistent MC ever.
Amen.
Think about it.
Continually throughout his entire career.
He's been giving you more than 25 years worth of bars. If you're talking about organics to now, there's never been a time where I heard Black Thought and be like, ah, come on, man.
Ever.
I think most MCs that are MCs that talk about the greatest rapper ever are probably going to list Black Thought
They'll tell you top.
Your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have personal favorites, but if you're going to list... His
freestyle on Flex.
I can't list people higher than Black Thought.
Yeah, man. Black Thought. I'm not, even if this is not...
I'm happy because it's my personal. My personal GOAT actually ended up being our GOAT. But
it is.
But
and then you're talking about how many Roots albums, 14, 15.
Yeah.
He's, you know, putting out his, he put out the joint last summer that was like, I was upset when it was over because it was so fantastic.
I mean,
to
show
somebody going off like that.
Salaam Remy.
Yeah. He did two of them.
Yeah, yeah.
One with Ninth Wonder.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And they snapped.
You know, and I remember getting real excited. This is around the time of Phrenology, that album that had Break You Off. I remember... He was getting ready to do a solo all the way back then. It was going to be called like Hardware. And then because he had Thought at Work was supposed to be a solo joint. But then it just wound up being, you know, another group song. But there's no, I as a fan of hip hop going back 3 and 4 decades now, which is crazy to think about. I don't see how you could have any. I don't have any issue with this, even though
he
wasn't my highest rated person.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, y'all gonna be mad at any list. It ain't gonna be this one.
Nah. Man. None of that foolishness.
You might want to switch a couple around because of your personal preference.
Yeah.
But as far as that,
this is a credible list.
Look,
this
the fact that I saw so many of these top 50 lists that didn't even have Common listed.
Man,
come on.
I saw one without Karis. One, I was like.
And we definitely forgot some people, but I don't think I don't think any of the people we forgot would probably have cracked the top 50 necessarily.
Mm-hmm. So, cream of the crop still was the dudes that you usually suspect.
Button is not number 3 on our list.
Not at all.
I think he's 103.
Okay. There's a difference in the list.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to everybody that rode with us while we broke this down. And
9 weeks.
Formulated our list and...
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. And you know, if you're coming to Treese and you want to talk to us about our list, hey,
please
we'll be
by.
In the Fountain plaza. Square or the
if
plaza.
If you want to run a fade.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, I've been working out, so I'm ready to go ahead and put in this work if you want to do all that.
Yeah. It's 5 of us, though, so.
Six.
If you got a crew, you better tell them.
Yeah.
All right, man. That's going to do it for this episode.
We're talking about breakdancing.
We appreciate you all for supporting and rocking with us for the entire crew. I am Major 7, and we will see y'all next week. Peace.
How you not going to put Hoes with Attitudes on there, though?
I'm not going to argue with you.